Hey, everybody, welcome to Kingdom Smarts. I'm Jake.
And I'm Shannon.
And this is a podcast where Shannon has 30 minutes at a time to explain Kingdom Hearts to me. And we're in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in San Francisco.
Yes.
And we're in the year 2024.
Yep.
And we haven't recorded since November, I think.
Yeah.
And then the episodes that we had recorded, they haven't all come out yet because it's been a long couple months for a lot of reasons. But we're back now. And we're back on, there's not really like a Kingdom Hearts horse that I can reference. There's horses in the thing, but it's not, there's not like a gummy
we're
horse.
We're back on that guy, the little guy from the Tangled world.
Oh, his the name? Maximilian?
No, not Maximilian. There was a Heartless that was a horse, and it was like a carriage at the same time, and it had little cannons on it. And I can remember all those details except his name.
Well, we're back on that guy, and we're doing great.
We're back on that entire sentence I just said.
Yeah.
Don't paraphrase it. Don't shorten it. It's the exact same.
You have to put the whole thing every time, like bisexual icon Li Shang, or else it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of, I've seen a lot of slander about bisexual icon Li Shang. Is it Li Shang? That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For a second there, I was like, that doesn't sound right to me. I keep seeing this thing going around how he gets mad that Mulan is a girl. And not like a clumsy femboy like he was hoping. And I think that is slander. I think he's just mad that he got lied to. So be nicer to bisexual icon Li Shang.
He's doing his best.
He's under a lot of pressure, okay?
I'm sure the internet will take very kindly to being told to maybe calm down on their opinions.
I mean, look, I have a Power Rangers podcast. I know that that's not how it works.
I don't log into our Twitter anymore.
That's fine. It's Twitter is so weird for so many reasons. I haven't made it yet, but we probably have a blue sky by now. So look for that if you're on there. It's like Twitter, but like not on fire. And also it's mostly like going to a grocery store you're not familiar with, which is how a friend Anne put it. They were like, yeah, it's got new grocery store energy where you don't know where anything is and you don't know if anyone you know is there and you're just trying to find stuff but you're unfamiliar. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what it's like. But Twitter is fun because it doesn't really work kind of at all. And every single thing you say, some porn bot will try to get their hand on that ball no matter what.
Every conversation I have is being eavesdropped on by like 5 porn bots.
I live tweeted the game, I think it was the Game Awards, and I blocked, not a joke, at least 15 Vivian porn bots. And I was like, you need to at least, and I've noticed patterns, like certain days will be certain letters. Like today is the E porn bot day. Then this is the V porn bot day. This is the S porn. And like, how many, first of all, where did you all come from? Who has this kind of time?
I just kind of take comfort in them where I'm like, I love having a conversation with my friend. And then there's just like Tiffany watching us. I'm like, hi, Tiffany. Come on. You want to talk about our OCs? Get over here.
Come on in.
I love all your emojis and your profile.
Yeah. And and how you all have like the same link that it will clearly do something bad to whatever I click it on. Anyway, that's Twitter if you haven't been there for a while. Here's the deal. I haven't edited the last one yet. I did edit 97 the other day, 197 the other day. So I know we're doing Kingdom Hearts, obviously. I don't know where that's. I don't know. That sounds got away from me. I know we're doing Big Hero 6. I could not think of the name. Big Hero 6. And also last time I know was the really cursed one where my camera didn't work and your notes were eaten at some point during the episode, maybe. So... What happened last time?
I'm checking right now. Mine are still here.
Okay, good. We don't need it. So I think last time we were starting to do, like, bot. Because in the one before that, they did the whole thing where they were like, Sora, teach us how to do different moves. Like, we'll watch Sora, and then we'll figure that out. And then I don't know what happened after that.
Yeah, I think I remember that because... The notes I have right now is they're going after all the cubes that are in a big sphere. And I think we did the thing where we went to each character and had to, like, defeat a little bit of some of the cubes.
Yeah, I forgot about the cubes. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the cubes are here.
The cubes. We gotta fight game cubes.
Yeah.
God's perfect video game system for my money.
Every time you hit them, they do the little bloop, 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 bloop opening thing. Oh,
that'd
thing.
Be so fun if they did that. I have 3 GameCubes right there.
I've never had a GameCube.
Really? Well, yeah. You were a PS2 kid, so that makes sense. You were covered because PS2 had like infinity games.
Yeah.
So you probably didn't like have a lot of want for any other system.
Yeah, I feel like I really wanted a GameCube, but every time my mom was like, why? I'd be like, this one game, it should not with my money.
Yeah. The GameCube was the first one that I bought myself because for similar reasons.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have loved the purple GameCube. I feel like that would have fit in very well whatever you had going on at age 14 or 15.
Yeah, basically half the reason I was like, it's cute, it's got a little handle. What do you mean, games?
I could take it with me. As an adult who is trying to like get his old GameCube games back, I've noticed that, and this is way far afield, I've noticed that getting PS2 versions of the same game, super easy. They made a billion of copies of those. But if you want to get a GameCube version of any given game that is also on the PS2, you're basically shit out of luck. I cannot get Gauntlet Dark Legacy. And in fact, this is my official plea. If you want to sell Gauntlet Dark Legacy to me for like list price or lower, like $60 or less, hit me up. I would love that because I can't fucking get the game. You can get it on PS2 for like $15, but the lowest I've ever seen it go for is $80 on eBay. And that is, I will not pay that. I have principles.
There's a YouTuber I like that she started playing the PS2 Sims games. And part of me is just like, I have a working PS2. What if I got into the PS2 Sims games as well?
What if?
There's a medieval one.
I know there's a Sims 2 on the GameCube, and I know there's Herbs Sims in the City. Also on, I'm assuming, on every console.
Yeah, we have that on the DS.
I've never played it or, in fact, seen anything about it. I just know its name.
Yeah, that one's actually David's. So I was just like, this is weird that you have this because I'm the Sims player. And he's just like, I do not remember where I got this.
Sometimes you just have games from back then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sora and friends are hunting down cubes that are not GameCubes, unfortunately. But
yeah.
They're hunting down cubes. Has a bad guy shown up yet?
No.
Okay.
Because I was excited to get to that part, and that's the section of my notes that got at.
That just got fully at, and then we took 2 months off of recording.
It was a lot of emotional recovery.
Yeah. That's also the one where, again, my camera just died and like wouldn't work anymore, and now I have a new camera that I hate. So, you know, here we are. All right, are you ready?
I am.
All right, then your time, hold on, I don't know how to do this. Your time begins now.
So yeah, all of the cubes have formed into a big sphere, and everyone's just like wondering what they'll do, but they don't want to find out, and the team's just like, all right, we need a strategy or we're just gonna waste our strength. And Sora's just like, I wish I knew like a weak point, to which Hero pipes up. He's like, I'm gonna send an update for the AR machine that Sora is wearing.
Yeah.
And he sends them like a patch basically that helps him find the dark cube's weak point. But then like the screen starts to glitch a little bit and he looks down and he sees like a man in a coat walking towards him. And he's just like, oh, I think the display's messed up. And everyone's just like, that's not the display. That's a person.
No, there's a guy there.
Yeah. And Gogo's just like, oh, he's back. And the guy in the coat, he's just like, are you done messing around? And Sora's just like, wait a minute. I know that voice.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. Last time, now it's all coming back to me. There was a lot of talk of man in coat last time, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I guess? Is it Zigbar?
I'll keep going.
Okay. I'm just putting $5 on Zigbar.
But yeah, the coat asks if he's done messing around, and Sora's just like, wait, I recognize that voice. And they're like, Sora, do you know him? And like during all this, I think Fred calls him like a supervillain. And it's just like riffing about how they have a big bad to fight now.
Nice.
And so man in the coat removes his hood, all like, huh, funny. And it is Kingdom Hearts 1 Riku.
No!
Which is also basically Sora's reaction.
like replica Riku? Like little, like Vanita suit, shitty little kid Riku.
Well, he's in the black coat, so stay tuned.
Okay.
We have no discernible outfit to help us decide which Riku this might be.
Okay. So Yeah, their hair is probably different and like similar enough that it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's the long Kingdom Hearts 1 Riku hair. Okay. And he's Kingdom Hearts 1 Riku height.
Okay.
Which might be Sora's. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sora's like, oh, finally, the dream.
But yeah, so Riku's just like, as if this stupid experiment wasn't already a hassle. And he summons a little data card and holds it up. And Hiro recognizes it. And it's the little card that goes inside Baymax. It's even got like the little skull and crossbones on it from the movie.
Okay. This Baymax can kill card.
Yeah. And Riku's just like, yeah, it's not quite ready yet. And Hiro, just for Sora, is just like, that's the first chip of Baymax's. It's full of combat programs. And everyone's just like shocked, and Sora's just, Sora, Donald, and Goofy are just like, so wait, so it's like a little thing that has his entire personality and being on it? Like, that's basically a heart.
Oh, shit.
And Riku just says more and tosses it up into, like, the sphere of cubes and, like, portals out. And the sphere reforms again into, like, that weird, like, hand shape that kind of forces itself into a heart and then, like, will come apart and look like a little octopus hand thing.
Okay.
We fought it in this form earlier.
Okay.
But yeah, so boss fight, we fight these little dark cubes. You defeat it, and there is a little core that is just, like, a data one of the data cubes with, like, a heartless face on it.
Aww.
Which is, it's adorable.
It's a little companion cube.
Yeah, so, like, you defeat it, and Sora hits that, and the little heart comes out. And Riku, or Hiro comes running over, and goes to grab the chip, but Riku picks it up first.
Okay.
And he's just like, oh, this isn't for you. At least not until we're done.
Uh-oh.
And, like, he just kind of jumps out of the way as Hiro tries to, like, chase after him to get it back. And Sora's just like, why do you look like this?
This is, like, the most distressful guy that could have showed up, basically. Yeah. Also, Hiro, I love the hustle. You're not getting that thing back. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, and Riku's just like, looks are deceiving, but the heart, you know that this, it's me.
Uh-oh.
And Sora's like, no, Riku wouldn't do this without a good reason. And Riku laughs, and he's like, a reason? When did that ever matter? We've been trying to one-up each other since we were kids.
3 years ago.
And Donald and Goofy get in front of Sora and get all protective, and they're just like, Sora, do not listen to him. Like, he's in an Organization 13 coat. You know that this is not Riku.
This is why Axel needs a new outfit.
Yes.
You need to be able to distinguish who's the bad guy and who's not.
But yeah, so they're like, it's not really Riku. We defeated Ansem and Xehanort, every last one of them, but they all came back anyway. So maybe this Riku came back from the time Ansem possessed him, like from the past.
Yeah.
To which Sora is just like, I'm so sorry. What?
Wait, okay. Just refresh. And this might come up in a second anyway. Sora doesn't know about the replica Riku that was running around in Chain of Memories, because he doesn't have memories of that anymore.
Yeah, because that was a thing that was, like, harassing Riku. Like, Sora just thought he was interacting with Riku.
Yeah, and then it was like, psych, it's evil replica Riku.
Yeah.
But Sora never knew that. So he doesn't know that there feasibly could just be another Riku that's been running around this whole time.
Yeah, and I think if he did find out it was a replica, like, his memory of that entire event is gone.
Yeah, he still doesn't, like, as far as I know, has not received those back yet.
But Sora is very confused. So Riku's just like, unlike a certain wizard, you know, I had to play by the rules and travel through time, which meant leaving my body behind. And Sora kind of remembers the little Xehanort flashback that we had from 3D.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, I know this, but like, Riku has, you have a body. And it's just like, Xehanort's heart left his body in order to voyage back in time. He needed to tell his younger self of the great plans he had in store. There in the past, his heart stayed and waited out the years until you and I came along. This is Lumpy Coat.
Yeah. I remember that he just like, stayed there.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He just hung out.
That's nuts.
Just in a cave.
The whole, they play near. Like, so there's like 8 years that like Lumpy Xehanort is just in the cave on the island that they play on, just being like, oh, one of these days I'm gonna fucking get those kids. They don't even know.
He's just like hiding under a slide at a fucking like playground.
Patience and some patience.
But yeah, I stayed there and waited years until you and I came along. Xehanort's heart possessed me and became Ansem, the first adversary you faced. The rest of him, the piece he left behind, took the name Xemnas and created the first organization. This was all part of a larger plan to bring Xehanort into contact with the right hearts, enough of them to form the real Organization 13. They could come from anywhere and when, just as long as he had the right vessels to place their hearts in. And Sora's just like, vessels? And Donald and Goofy are just like, replicas, Sora, come on.
The thing I appreciate most about Kingdom Hearts is that the main character knows as much about what's going on as I do at any given time. So he has very reasonable responses to everything.
And Riku's just like, oh yeah, the replica program was a success. We're as real as people. And Sora's just like, okay, so leave. Like, if you're a real person, why are you still here putting up with this?
Yeah, get a job. Go on a date.
And Riku's just like, I'm here to see if we can recreate a heart from Data. He's like, sorry if we stole the idea, and like holds up the little chip again.
Uh-oh.
And like he looks over at Baymax and he's like, that walking balloon over there has a heart. At least that's the nonsense I'm supposed to believe. And Sora's just like, there are hearts all around us. You only have to see them to become real. And Hero's just like, I'm so sorry. Where the fuck did you get that chip from? He's just like, it's mine. And Riku's like, oh, I'm very sorry. Don't worry. I'll put it back right where I found it.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
And Hero's just like, I'm sorry, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Because it was in, just so I remember, because I haven't seen Big Hero 6, he like jettisoned all that to save Hero at the end in like the weird in-between space area.
Yeah, so like, that's why like when the cube showed up at first, Hero was just like, those can't be my microbots. Those are in another dimension.
Yeah.
And that, all... yeah, with Baymax.
Yeah, okay. But then again, Hero, let me introduce you to a famously interdimensional traveling group of people. They probably love going to that other dimension.
Yeah, Hero's just like, that's impossible. And Sora's just like, look, Sora's like, I'm talking to a 3-year-old version of my best friend who is in a doll body that they got from a weird scientist man, and his heart came from the past from when he was possessed by another dude's heart that also came from the past. So yeah, no, we can handle another dimension.
Yeah. Just like over there, space-wise, easy as hell.
Yeah, that's fine. I have a spaceship right now.
Yeah.
I go to different worlds all the time.
I love it.
But yeah, so what was it? Yeah, Hero's like, what do you mean? And Riku just like strolls off. He's like, anyways, time to get back to work, and portals off. And Hero's trying to run after him, just like, all right, we gotta keep going, we gotta keep moving, and looks back, and the rest of his team is just like exhausted, and Baymax is by them, just be like, you are suffering from acute exhaustion, I recommend rest. And Hero's just like, ah, fuck, all right, yeah, we gotta like regroup.
Yeah.
So we're back at the base, and everyone's kind of mopey, to which Fred is just like, why is everyone moping? We won!
Well, Fred kind of.
And Hero's just like, all right, Sora, you need to tell us about how you know the villain. And Sora's just like, yeah, I do know him, but I know a him. Like, this one's fake and it's an enemy. And he's like, I wonder how he got that chip. I wonder what this experiment is. I wonder what they want. And Sora's just like, honestly, I don't know anything outside of like... like, I kind of understand the Data heart. I feel like they did that already.
Yeah, Recoded is, like, sort of about that, right? Like,
and Kingdom Hearts 2 was kind of, like, a fake... oh, no, they were making a fake Kingdom Hearts. It wasn't, like... no, yeah. Was it Data? They did download a heart.
They tried to download it, so that is how you do Data. That's what you do with it, is you download it. I like that after, they're like, all right, we couldn't download the moon. Why don't we download just, like, one guy, though? That's probably not going to blow up, right? If we just download one guy.
It's like when you first get LimeWire and you're just trying to download everything to see how much you can ruin your computer. Yeah.
And then 3 days later, you've been downloading erroneously titled albums for so long. And then your computer's like, hey, I'm sick now. I have computer flu and it's because of LimeWire.
But yeah, so Sora's just like, I don't know, but I do know that they don't fight fair. Like, they're going to try to get under your skin and they're cowards. And it's our fault that they're bothering you. Hero's just like, yeah, but like, we got to get that chip because like that could give you some answers to all these questions. And that's when he starts complaining. He's like, this Baymax is actually Baymax 2.0. This is the second model. Like, it's a long story, but the first one vanished into another dimension along with all my microbots. Like, the chip from the first Baymax, or if the chip's back, so that first Baymax might also be back.
Okay. Also, I do like the implication that the cubes are the microbots, but they, like, grew up in the other dimension.
Once Hero's just like, that might be the first Baymax, it gets, like, a little bit quiet, and Hero's, like, very clearly kind of sad.
Aww.
And Baymax comes over, he's like, those who suffer from a loss require support from friends and loved ones.
Aw, Baymax.
Then the ground kind of shakes and everyone kind of, like, gets tousled back into, like, everything. And they're just kind of like, oh god, what's happening? And Hero checks the computer and there's, like, a report online about the cubes attacking again. So we go out to go after them.
Okay.
But then we cut to Pete and Maleficent.
Oh boy.
And they're just kind of strolling around the city.
Oh, they're in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. That's gotta look weird.
Yeah, they're just, like, walking down a highway, just, like, minding their own business.
Just a evil fairy lady and her friend, a dog, bear, cat man?
And Riku portals in behind them, and he's just like, why are you guys snooping? Maleficent's just like, oh, it's none of your concern. And he's just like, all right, well, don't overstep, or darkness will consume you again. And Maleficent's like, all right, cool, thanks, but I'm gonna do what I want, and I think you should too.
Okay.
And Riku just kind of laughs, and he's like, don't worry, I intend to, and portals out.
Okay.
And Pete's just kind of sitting there just like, is that a friend of yours?
Do you know that small child boy?
And she goes, yes, but I couldn't tell you from when.
Oh,
and this also made me remember that they hung out in Kingdom Hearts 1. She knows that Riku.
She knows that, yeah, she knows that Riku, but she also, like, this Maleficent is, like, a secret trick Maleficent who used a computer to time travel.
Yeah, she's also time traveled, so she hasn't been killed by Riku.
Right. This is a good video game series.
But we go back to everyone else. And we go find the cubes. Everyone's all ready to go. Riku's there. And Sora's... Or I forget. I didn't write down what's said and why they're responding to this. Oh, I think they're just... Okay, Riku's not there yet. I think they're just jazzing themselves up.
Okay.
To, like, fight. And someone... I think it's Sora's like, it's not the sum of our parts. It's the sum of our hearts.
Oh.
And then Riku starts laughing and shows up, like, adds up to what?
This is really bad for Sora, because this is, like, mean kid Riku. Like, the mean version of the one person who could hurt Sora's feelings the most.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry, bud. He's already an emotional 16-year-old. This is not going to go great for him.
But we look up, and Riku's standing up on one of those turbines that's, like, floating up above the cubes.
Yeah.
And he's just like, adds up to what? Show me. And then, like, jumps down and, like... Oh, he, like, jumps down and, like... attacks the cubes or something, and they, like, start to crumble, I think? Yeah, okay. That's what happens. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I wrote. But yeah, like, he jumps down and, like, hits the cubes, and they, like, crumble, and, like, he looks at the chip, and he's just like, alright, they're almost there, and, like, he kicks aside, like, the dead cubes, and they just kind of, like, roll to the side.
Riku is doing this?
Yes.
But why? What'd that cube ever do to you? I also just, I played Portal 1 and 2 like 9 times over the last month. Total, probably 6 and 3 if I had to guess for 1 and 2. So I want everyone to be nice to cubes, basically. I'm back in the mindset of, hey, leave that cube alone. It didn't do anything to you.
But he kicks aside the dead cubes. He's like, this pile of junk collected the data we needed. The terror of being attacked without warning, the despair of having no place to run, the longing for vengeance. And Sora's just like, hey, a heart is more than that. And everyone's like, yeah, it's working together. It's smiling at something funny. It's trusting your friends. All hearts have hope.
Aw.
And Riku's just like, yeah, you're right. That's why I made him fight you. He's like, now it's a complete heart.
Get it?
And Sora's just like, a heart made from conflict can't be real. And Riku's just like, didn't you say I only had to see it for it to be real? So let's see it.
Oh, this
It is unfortunate to fight like a snotty little teenager who's just in the corner going,
that's what you sound like.
But he's like, yeah, so I don't have to see it for it to be real, so let's see it. And he just like chucks it up into like a portal, and all the cubes like activate and like follow up after it. He's like, yeah, we just need like a vessel, and all the cubes form a little sphere.
Oh.
And everyone's just like, oh shit, is this like a new form? Is this a trick? What's happening? And the cubes slowly start to like crumble away, and we see bits of what seems to be like a purple version of Baymax's armor.
Oh no.
And like immediately Hiro's just like, everyone please calm down. And like everything crumbles away, and we are left with a purple, like evil looking Baymax. Like he's got like a nastier looking visor and like little horns, and like one of his hands is just like built out of cubes and like kind of claw like.
Dark Baymax.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called Dark Baymax.
Obviously. Oh, yeah.
Where do you think you are? But yeah, so like it lands before Riku and everyone's shocked. And he's just like, oh yeah, this puppet lost its heart though. Like he won't wake up. Like its visor's dark. He hasn't like activated.
Now it got sad.
And Hiro gets upset. He's like, look, he's not a puppet. He's like family to me. Please give me back my friend.
Oh.
And Riku holds up the little chip and he's just like, I promised to put this back where I found it. And he just goes and puts it into Baymax's little chip dispenser thing and just closes it, and Baymax activates.
Oh no.
And he's just like, there's one piece missing. Sora, you're going to complete this heart. And Sora's like, yeah, right. I'm not going to do that.
Why would I do that?
And Riku's just like, you can't have a heart without sadness, without loss. You're going to destroy Hiro's friend right in front of him.
Oh,
and he just portals out.
Why is Teen Replica Riku so mean?
Because he's a shitty little teen corrupted by darkness.
Oh my god. This is like, this is the worst case scenario.
But yeah, so Dark Baymax immediately starts flying to attack Hiro, and everyone's like rushing to stop him, and you hear little regular Baymax just go like, oh no, and like punch the shit out of him and like knock him off the side of the building.
There's no good way to, this is how, I hate that all the organization plans are like, I don't know, if you do nothing, you die, and if you don't do nothing, I win, so fucking good luck. And they can just dip, they can just portal away like little assholes.
Yep. But yeah, so they like punch, Baymax punches Dark Baymax off the roof, but Dark Baymax is Baymax, he has wings, he just immediately flies back up.
Sure.
And Donald and Goofy like rush over to try to like keep him at bay, and Sora's just like, Hiro, what do you want me to do? And Hiro's just like, Baymax means everything to me, but that chip isn't who he is. I made this mistake already, and Tadashi wouldn't want there to be a Baymax who hurts people. He has to be stopped.
Oh, no!
And Sora's just like, got it. You and everyone else get out of here. I will take care of this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sora being like, close your eyes, Hiro. You don't want to see this. I'm gonna fuck this Baymax up.
Dark Baymax just like takes off flying, so Hiro's just like, take Baymax, go. So Sora gets to jump on the back of Baymax, and we fly after Dark Baymax.
I'm hoping that Sora can find some way to make to solve this with a good outcome, but I don't know what that would be.
And like the first stage of this boss fight is just like you flying after him on rails. You're just kind of like firing at him and dodging attacks, and like you're just flying throughout the city.
Yeah,
it's not the most exciting, but it's pretty cool because you get to fly all over the city.
Right.
And then eventually you get to a point where they take you off the rails and you just have a boss fight in basically a nice circular opening.
Nice.
So you beat his ass.
Sure.
Well, I guess technically Baymax actually gets, like, the last hit, because, like, Dark Baymax grabs him and starts, like, flying towards the ground, and he just does, like, a really good punch and, like, just totally knocks him off, and he, like, hits the ground.
That... See, now I'm worried that that's the point, is to put evil into the good Baymax by making him kill the other Baymax.
But, Dark Baymax hits the ground, and everyone rushes over, and everyone's just like, oh god, what happened? And Hero's like, don't worry, like, Baymax is built that if he takes a certain amount of stress, he just kind of goes into like a stasis mode.
Okay.
So I think he's probably okay, but we need to destroy the chip to be certain. And he just kind of like goes over to Dark Baymax and like kneels next to him. Everyone's just like, immediately just like, we could probably do this. Like we have, like we can think of something else. We can find something else to do. You do not have to destroy the robot your dead brother made.
Oh god, this is tragic.
And Hero's just like, look, this is what needs to be done. And he just, like, takes the chip out, and as soon as he does, like, the dark armor, like, fades away and reveals, like, the balloon version of Baymax laying there.
Is it still purple, or is it...
It's just regular old white balloon. It's normal Baymax.
Oh, no. It's not even palette swap to ease your feelings.
Yeah, Hiro's just like, Tadashi would have done the same thing, and Sora's just like, but, like, that's Baymax's heart. And Hero's just, like, touches his chest. He's like, it's okay. Baymax is in here.
Oh.
He's like, I'll be the one to do it. And, like, the screen goes black, and you hear, like, the crunch of, like...
I love that the game's like, you don't need to see this. He's just snapping an SD card, but you don't need to see this.
And you hear the crunch, and it's beat as the screen turns black. But then, like, the screen turns back on, like a feed waking up, and like someone's like looking up to see the team.
Okay.
And like Sora, Donald, and Goofy and Baymax. And then you see that it is like a robot. It's like robot vision, and you hear the, hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
Okay.
And everyone starts cheering.
Yeah, good.
And then it cuts to Hero going and running and hugging Baymax. And then the second Baymax comes over and hugs him too.
Phew.
And everyone's excited and cheering, and Sora runs over. He's just like, you got two of them now, so, like, I can take one, right? And Hero's like, no, absolutely not. Super he would not. Fix them. And Sora's like, I could do it. He's like, no, I don't think you could.
You can't text quickly. There's no way you can fix this robot.
But yeah, so they're, like, having their little playful chat as, like, the camera moves up and out of the little garage and into the city, and the logo comes back. And we are done with San Francisco, the last of the Disney Worlds.
The last of the Disney Worlds?
Yep.
Oh, we're, damn.
It's just Kingdom Hearts bullshit after this.
Hot shit.
And we get a new Keyblade, which is Nano Gear. It's a well-balanced Keyblade. Its form change is Nano Arms. It's a Keyblade that looks like Baymax themed with a little bit of like the dark cubes on there.
Okay.
So like the handle kind of looks like Baymax's armor, like the key, like the blade part is also Baymax's armor, and then it's like a little black cube looking teeth part.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. I wish it was just like a balloon sword, like a balloon Keyblade that just looked like Baymax. It's just a regular Keyblade, but it looks like it's a balloon. Like they blew it up. It
makes little balloon noises when you hit people with it.
Yeah, it's like, when you hit people with it. That'd be great.
It should have a version where you can turn off the armor, then it just turns into the little balloon version.
That would be so good.
But yeah, so after this, we cut back to the gummy ship, and Sora gets a phone call, and he answers it, and it is Chip and Dale losing their goddamn minds.
Okay.
And they're just like, bad news. We lost contact with the King and Riku. They're down in, like... the realm of darkness, and no one can get in contact with them. And Sora's just like, I knew I should have gone.
I forgot that they were trying to find Aqua, and I think the last thing that happens is they get their asses beat and chucked in the water.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, Sora's like, I know I should have gone. And they're like, and they're just going on, they're like, we don't know how to get to them. And Donald and Goofy are just like, oh yeah, that big door is gone. And like, we can't ask the Riku the King anymore. And like, while they're having this little conversation, Sora's in the background going, I kept trying to ask them all these questions and you guys kept stopping me. Because you guys didn't want me to follow after them into the dark dimension, and now we don't know how to get there.
I I'm so happy for Sora. I mean, this is bad. This is a bad situation, but I'm like that when you're just an angry teenage boy, that vindication feels so good.
It's so like he's very clearly like still like he's not like angry, but he's very clearly like, you guys should have let me ask them.
Yeah.
If I had asked them, I would have known how to get in there. Yeah. So why you should have let me ask.
I was right.
But one of them's just like, only the king can open the door. Like, he has a special keyblade of darkness. Like, he figured out how to get the door open.
Okay.
And they're just like, all right, cool. So we can't do that.
There's got to be other ways to get to the world of darkness, though.
And this is when they hang up the phone and Sora's just like, may my heart be my guiding key. It'll show us the way. And he's just like, okay. And he just stands up and he summons his keyblade and just like points it. And it just glows and like a gate opens. And he's just like, I don't know where that's going to go, but let's go. I think it might be Donald who's just like, just go. We don't have time to worry about where it's going. Just go drive into it.
Oh.
So we drive into it and we cut to Destiny Islands.
That's time. That was... That's some season one timing on the timer. Okay. Okay. And by cut, I mean, you mean like the camera goes there, not Sora is there now.
We are right now looking at an establishing shot of Destiny Islands. We have not seen anyone.
Okay. Oh, well.
So stay tuned.
All right. I'm gonna. what can we expect next time on Kingdom Smarts?
Next time, we're going back to the Dark Dimension.
I'm so nervous about that.
What? It's fine.
Did we see Aqua with yellow eyes, or was that just in the trailer? Have we seen that yet?
That's in the trailer.
Okay, so we still haven't gotten there. Great, cool. Great, cool.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. If Aqua... Okay, here's the thing. If Aqua got got, who's gonna stop her? Like...
The good news is if she was Norded, she wouldn't be in the dark, down in the realm of darkness.
Oh, that's true.
But also Heartless have yellow eyes.
Yeah. This is not good news. Because I love Sora and I fully believe that he can accomplish anything he sets his little heart to. But canonically, as far as I am aware, from all the information I've gathered about Kingdom Hearts, Aqua is, like, literally the strongest and coolest and best fighter. So, like, if you have to go against her, the only time she ever loses is when she chooses to lose to save someone else. So, like, this is just bad news all around.
It'll be fine. Only people we love and care about have to fight all the other people we love and care about.
Ugh, kick ass.
What could go wrong?
I can't think of a single thing. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to talk to us on Twitter, we're at Kingdom Smarties there. The place sucks, but we're still there. I'm just going to say we're on Blue Sky. I don't know if it's going to be Kingdom Smarties or Kingdom Smarties, whichever one I can grab. Maybe I'll get both just to piss off whoever got the Twitter account. Check us out. Look for us there if you're on Blue Sky. You can email us at KingdomSmartsPodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/KingdomSmarts. I'm slowing down because I feel like I've missed something, but I don't think I did. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show, you get early episodes, and it's more of a tip jar right now, but we really appreciate it. So you go check that out. At the very least, you do get early episodes. So there is that. I think that's everything. That feels like that's everything.
I kind of blacked out because I stared at something.
Sure.
But yeah, it sounds right to me.
Yeah, all right, good.
I thumbs didn't listen, but it sounds right to me.
Thumbs up for both sides. We're all set. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, I'm at JJ_Mason.
I'm at Shannon Maynard.
I've been Jake.
I've been Shannon.
And that's been Kingdom Hearts.
Do you remember Darklings? They were Heartless from the mobile game.
From the super long past times?
Yeah. That they were like Heartless that came specifically about Keyblade from Keyblade wielders that lost their heart.
Oh no!
I just want to remind you of those for no reason.
Uh-oh.
Bye.